sure you've done your best, but no worries. I'm here now, so let's get cracking. First, we need some toast, we need some tea, and we most definitely need some eggs. You know what to do. Study sessions. This is the last time. I promise myself. No, I take that back. I'm a liar. No, I will keep pushing my dark arts to their maximum capacity because that's what a real sorceress would do. Even if it impairs me and my daily activities, I can live with that. I am a true mistress of the night, and I will not be. Something or other. Oh, thank goodness. Kitchen, can we please hurry up with the toast? Come on. I know this spell off by heart. You can do this. I know, but is there any chance you could do it faster? I really, really, really like some toast. You good little kitchen. I like pretending that you're sentient. It makes me feel more at home. Morning, honey. How did you sleep? I'm fine. I'm fit as if something that is fit. That is what I'm as fit as. Good morning. Well, it is now. So, good sleep. Did you dream of all the things you wanted to dream of? Because if not, I'm working on this fantastic little thing that I think might help. No, no, nothing illegal, just all part of the textbook witch stuff. It's fine. I promise. I am a law-abiding good witch. Okay, most of the time I'm law-abiding. Come on, it's too early to get caught up in semantics. Just. Would you like toast or tea or coffee or frog? Oh, I'm sorry, we're fresh out. You'll just have to have something that's not gross. Well, luckily, I have the kitchen staff on hand. I know, look. They're doing such a good job. I'm so proud. I know they're not real, but it's really fun to imagine that they are. Oh, shush, I like pretending they're my friends. Because I'm the weird witch lady and you married me and shush. Do tell. What would make your dreams better? I knew you were gonna hit me with the corniness, and I still wasn't prepared, and it's so cute. You're the cutest little human in the world, and I love you. So much so that I might not even turn you into a frog. I know when we're completely out, too. What? Are you listening? Tell me. Because I'm married to you and I need to know what's going on with you, so yeah. Inspiration at night, and it's like when the inspiration hits, it's like gotta go make potions. I'm really sorry. I know it's not convenient, but I'm really, really close to mastering all these new ones, and it would make life so much easier for us. I just feel like I gotta do it, you know? Oh, sweetie, I miss you too. Of course I do. Yes! Okay. I promise that at least for one night a week, I will stay with you all night. I will cuddle. I will be the perfect little wife. How's that sound? No. No, it's not an obligation. Don't be silly. Oh, my little human. Why you say such silly things? You are loved. You are very, very loved. And if I'm not making you feel appreciated, I'm sorry. It's just, I can't believe I'm at the level I'm at and I'm doing all these new spells. And it's like, what? Me? But I hear you. And thank you so much for just telling me instead of allowing miscommunication to build up. Because that's just like, no spell in the world can combat that. So, I am going to give you extra husband points for that because communication is really hard. No, making fun. Why anyone always assume I'm making fun? No, it's just telling you how cute you are. Yes, you are. You're adorable, and you say the silliest things. Mm. She needs that butter. Butter, my darling? Oh, certainly. No, what are you doing? No, you're supposed to have breakfast in bed. This is me being wifey and making up to you. Please. Fine, fine, fine. Breakfast at the table like savages. I don't even... Fine. Ah, you're lucky you're cute. Go sit down. Go! Honestly, husbands. Where was I? Okay, if you could put the butter on that, and you could pour the tea, and you finish those eggs, everything would be great. Nada. Nada. Good job, guys. Mm-hmm. Mommy's so proud of you. Eggs with toast and some tea. Made lovingly by your loving wife. You're welcome. Excuse me, it was my magic that got you this food. Counts. Oh. Is that how it is? Well, I guess you won't mind if I magic those eggs away then. Wise decision. Sugar. Come here, girl. Come here, sugar. Come here, girl. Come to mama. Thank you, sugar bowl. 1, 2, 3. So, how are we going to spend this glorious morning? My sweet tooth alone, there's nothing wrong with 3 lumps of sugar. What? I'm a witch. I need sweetening up. All this sourness and dark magic is corrupting my soul. Fine. I just like sugar. Leave me alone. Silly man. Besides tormenting me about my sugar addiction, how are we going to spend this glorious morning? We could have a domestic. Fight lovingly all over the table. It's entirely up to you. Actually, I kind of like fighting with you. Probably because you always let me win. Come on, you totally do. Okay. Whatever you want to tell yourself, sweetie. This will find my me. Come on. Yep. I was thinking I could go into town. Have Marjorie's just opened up this new bookshop, and apparently it has lots of old spell books in it. I know I just got a few new ones, but what's one more? What could it hurt? What I'd like to, don't stifle my love for knowledge. Oh, potato, potato, I'm fine. I have a thirst for knowledge that cannot be quenched. I must go to the bookstore and the bakery. Because books are great, but cake is even greater. I know we can make one, but bakery makes them all the time, and they make better ones than me. Even with magic, it's embarrassing. Cooking's easy, baking's hard. Yeah, but with cooking, you can fix it, but with baking, it's like, nope. You exposed me to the wrong kind of sunlight. I am doomed. It's like, what? Whereas if you visit the baker, he's like, it's a different kind of magic. It's beautiful. Well, I'm going to the bookstore and the bakery. You are welcome to join me or not. I don't believe in forcing spouses to do things they're not comfortable with, but it'd be nice to have some company. And my basket is just so heavy to carry. It's like me, a little dainty gangly witch, how am I going to carry objects? Yes, but it's hard to balance things on a broom. But you didn't know that, didn't you? Yes, it's extremely difficult, but I've heard, and this is just hearsay, that humans are breathtakingly good at carrying things. Yes, I've heard they're so skilled and nimble and strong and adorable in the sunlight. Come with me, please, honey. I want to spend time with you, please. Please. Okay, how about this? If I sit in your lap and feed you your breakfast, will you come? Did I stutter? Then yes. Another very, very wise decision. My, aren't you the comfiest piece of furniture in here? You were allowed to be corny. I'm allowed to be cheesy. Now, open. Come on. Here comes the broomstick. Oh, just eat her axe. My squishy, squishy thighs. They're very nice to pat. You're welcome, book carrier. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant, you're welcome, darling. / book carrier / cake carrier / best. Best little human in the world. Mm.